Stories Podcast.
Oh, hi. This is Lauren Simon, and I'm bringing you the lovely and talented weekly challenge number 143, Tidal Wave. This is where a bunch of people write 100-word stories based on a topic, send them to me, and I get them trapped in spam filters and lose them under the shopping list and all the catalogs. But still, as many as I can find in the debris, I wind up putting them together in a Saturday podcast so that Caleb can listen to them while he shops. This has been going on for a very long time. Can you tell? Anyway, the topic this week was Tidal Wave, and to figure out who goes first this week, we go to last week's show, and the winner is Norval Joe. Congratulations, Norval Joe. You just...
Nardo, what?
No, you can't go outside. No, you can't. Anyway, here is Norval Joe's story, and I hope you enjoy it. If you don't, you will be punished.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for Weekly Challenge number 143, Tidal Wave. The stalker followed his prey across the university campus, keeping enough distance behind her to avoid detection. She was young and slender, and he ached to hold her in his arms, to wrap his hands around her neck and squeeze the life from her. He had followed her before and knew her schedule, her routine. Tuesday and Thursday nights, her class would begin in daylight, but would be fully dark when it let out. A tidal wave of urgency washed over him. Crouching, ready to attack, he saw her, alone, unaware, last to leave Phys Ed 203, Advanced Kickboxing. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. By the way, folks, you can check out the text for the stories in case you need to see in writing Advanced Kickboxing. You can see those in the show notes, and those are at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, Norval Joe did send in a link for his writings. Where are they? The link's in the show notes. And also, there's a poll for you to decide which of these stories that you're hearing are your favorites. You can click one, you can click two, you can click every other one, or you could click them all and be indecisive. But that's up to you, and that's also at the show notes. And if you don't know the site by now, you have a memory like a goldfish. Okay. Next up is the rookie. At least I think he's a rookie. You know, I can't remember from week to week who the rookies are. Just somebody sends one in, and it's been a few weeks, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Ellison, I've never heard of him. He actually wrote a story at his site about some stuff. I think it was Ricardo Montalban about his passing, where I wrote a story about Patrick McGowan's passing. So Ricardo Montalban and Patrick McGowan fighting rovers made out of rich Corinthian leather. Anyway, here's Michael, and he's got an interesting story for you to enjoy.
Weekly Challenge number 143, Tidal Wave. You walk in, they suit you up. There's all kinds of wires and buttons and lights. The countdown starts, and before you know it, well, I can only describe it as a virtual tidal wave of pleasure. I tell you, it's the best government project yet, and my wife loves it now that I quit chasing her all the time. Problem is, their stats for a man my age say only 2.6 times a week. Damn. But hey, I'll take it. Whatever they'll give me.
Cool, Michael. And, oh, you aren't a rookie. Man, my brain is just fried. This week has been hell week at work, dude. They changed the DNS system, the interface. It doesn't work. It's undocumented, and the customers are freaking out big time. One guy sent in like 5,000 domains and said, do it for me. And I was like, no. And we sent him back instructions, and it turns out that he only has like one server, and it's like, you know, running on a Commodore 64, and he's paying nothing for it. And do you think that this guy is going to make me his bitch to edit 5,000 domain entries by hand? No. Dude, 5,000 domains on a single server, all with just a bunch of patterns. You know what? You are a Google ranking, flooding, spamming jerk. Okay? You're an SEO nightmare. Go. Go away. Go away. Boo. Boo. Screw you. Okay. So, anyway, that's why my brain is fried. There are people like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, go to the condiment bar at Burger King because it's all free and eat all of that. Yeah. You know what you do to those people? You run them through the tomato slicer. Anyway, that's my angst. What's yours? Now we go to the regulars, and there's going to be a special bit at the end of the show, and it's going to be a surprise. So you're going to find out, and it's not Planet Z. So here we go with Tom from MIDI.libsyn.com. Even though it's been over a year since Footnote went away, I keep wanting to say Tom from Footnote.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and welcome to my annual cold. Here's the coughing part. Oh, God. I'm used to it. Tonight's story is called The Big One. Edgar was a platonic physicist. If the ocean could produce tidal waves, why couldn't local causality produce a time tsunami? Edgar figured a neutrino event horizon would do the trick. He reverse-engineered the dry-cleaning tank process by setting up tiny collectors in every dry-cleaning business on the planet. After 15 years, Edgar located the most likely place the tsunami would occur, the sandstone building on Forf and Drucker. With thoughts of Nobel dancing through his head, artifacts in the tsunami's wake squarely opened up his head. Edgar was done in by a Rubik's Cube and a pet rock.
Oops, over here.
Oops, over here? Uh-oh. What's going on? What are you sneaking around while you're recording these, huh? What are you doing? What nefarious things are you up to? Folks, I think that's going to be the question of the week. What nefarious things are you up to while you record these? No, I'm not going to ask what you're wearing. That would be creepy. Thank you, Tom. Next up is Ashley. Ashley has been doing some soul searching, but he hasn't been searching his soul. He's been searching the souls of others. Dude, can I get a price check on that one?
Hi, everybody. This is Ashley, and this is number 143, Tidal Wave. I'd really like to thank everybody that voted for me. I really appreciate it, and thank you so much. I guess you could say that this week will be my ode to the Greek pantheon of gods. I read a couple of books here a while back by Dan Simmons, Ilium and Olympus, and I really liked them. I like the way he takes things that are sort of known, and he reworks them in kind of strange ways, and he's very original the way he does that. So that's kind of where this came from. So anyway, here's my story. It's Everybody Hates Riding the Bus. As usual, young Poseidon entered the Olympus school bus like a tidal wave. Literally.
Get to a seat,
spat the now wet driver, Lachesis the Fate. First was Aphrodite, goddess of love, frowning with mascara smeared. Next was Apollo, sun god, pointing a poison arrow as Poseidon passed, grinning with teeth the color of sea foam. Then passed Hephaestus, god of fire, smoldering and smoking. No young god made room for Poseidon to sit. Hermes, god of eloquence, stood suddenly and spake.
Go to the back of the bus. You smell of fish.
Dionysus, god of wine, hiccuped in agreement. Okay, that's it. You'll either love it or hate it, but you gotta admit, it's definitely different. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Yes, that certainly was different, and I liked it. I like playing around with Greek gods and known figures. My favorite one to mess with, of course, well, if you go to the O Jesus category of the podcast, I think you'll see which character I like to mess with. And the best part is, no one threatens to cut your head off when you mess with him. At least nobody yet. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Ashley. And now we move to Anima. Anima Zabaleta. Yes, Anima Zabaleta. Do you like to say that name? I do, over and over again. So, let's continue with Anima Zabaleta and her story from the Great Frozen Tundra.
Hello, Anima here, with my submission for Weekly Challenge 143 and the prompt of Tidal Wave. This story is Cause of Death.
I stood in the library consoling Aunt Lois. Uncle Nemo's legs jutted from beneath the toppled bookcase. Poor Nemo. He always had a distant look, like he was scanning the horizon for giant squid. He was fascinated with the ocean, even though he never left Colorado. It made him a little nutty to be dry docked by mountains. All he dreamed about was sailing the seven seas. This library was filled with charts and tales of pirates, ships, and nautical adventure. Do you think the coroner might be so kind as to put down the cause of death as tidal wave?
Ha 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 ha! I haven't watched Dr. Horrible in over 2 weeks. Do you know that? I think I need to watch it after we're done. Actually, I need to go grocery shopping. I'm going to pick up some cilantro. I'm going to pick up 10 pounds of cilantro. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I think I'm going to make wreaths of cilantro. I don't know what I'm going to do with those wreaths of cilantro, but I'm going to have them. Thank you, Anima. Next up is Justin Lowmaster, a.k.a. No, I'm going to let him do it this week.
Space Turtle. Justin Lowmaster here with today's 100-word story. The topic is Tidal Wave. I'm just going to keep this short because it's late, so I'm just going to start the story. When the giant wave hit the city, I need a separate voice for this. When a giant wave hit the city, a few crazy surfers rode it through the streets. I'm more crazy. I rode it under the streets. I set my board in the sludge and waited for the wave. I heard it first, crashing through the sewer tunnels. When it hit, I rode it, going from side to side to avoid crashing. I avoided pipes and gratings, sometimes by inches. The rush was amazing. It became the best ride ever when four turtles showed up surfing right beside me. No villains around. The only shredders were us shredding the waves. Cowabunga, dudes!
Ha ha ha! Can never get enough of Teenage Mutant Ninja... What were they again? Oh, turtles. Ha ha ha! Ah, yes. Weren't they so 80s? Are they still around? Have I just gotten old? Thank you, Justin, for reminding me that time spares nobody. Next up is Guy David, who does the music at the beginning, the ending, and the story, and the elevators you are on. Actually, he's inventing a new form of music, the escalator music. It follows you up the escalator. Nobody knows how. I just love doing that. I can't do his accent. He can do his accent great, but I can't. Oh, well. Here's Guy David. And by the way, he's working on more stories. Also, you can hear him at Great Heights. He has some good ones over there. And they're a little creepier. And a little smarmier, too. I like creepy and smarmy. Especially for breakfast.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 143. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we are not thinking outside the box, we are trying to change the box. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, here is my story for this week's topic, which is Tidal Wave. Enjoy! Gradually rising. I watched as the tide started licking the shore greedily. A tidal wave was rising in me. It has been rising for a while now, giving me a stream of sleepless nights. I took out the pills and started swallowing them one by one. Then I waited. I waited for a very long time. Nothing happened. Later, when I got home, I checked out the label on the packet of pills. It turned out they were manufactured using all natural ingredients. Braving the tide, now I have reached dry land. Went all naturalistic after that.
Ah, yes. Natural pills. I've actually started taking vitamins again. I got switched from Vitorin to Crestor by my doctor, and took a week for them to get all the clearances and stuff, and then nobody called me, and so I was like, oh, well, I'm cutting pills in half until, and then I called one more time, and it's like, oh yeah, they've been sitting here for 3 days, when are you going to come pick them up? And I'm like, what? And then I took the phone off mute and said, oh, thank you, that's great, that's wonderful news. I know how busy you are. I know how you get all caught up. That's all right. Then I put it on mute again. What the fucking hell are you assholes doing to me? And then I took it off mute again, and I said, all right, I'll be down there. Thank you very much. And you guys have a great weekend. And then I hung up the phone, and then I exploded. Thank you, Guy David. And hopefully you take some pills that actually do something other than tidal waves. Next up is Almo. Now, Almo Schumann does not record his stories. He tried once or twice, but he didn't like it. Or maybe he was stalked for his handsome and comely tones coming from his voice box. And so you people are stuck with this.
Roger swiveled in his chair when he heard the satisfying kerplunk of new email. He enjoyed the sound of the water droplet. This time it was even better, because it was an answer to his advertisement, "We'll fix any computer for $20. There was another drop, and then another. Roger's smile faded as a trickle of responses increased in volume and frequency. His little ad had been blogged, dug, tweeted, and retweeted. The email kerplunks became a tidal wave. The noise was deafening. Roger scrambled furiously to quiet the din, but sadly, he didn't know how to turn off the sound.
Thank you, Armo. Next up is yet another story that wasn't recorded by its author. He's on the road. On the road again. He's on the road again. It's Mike. Mike P. It's another Mike, a different Mike from the first Mike that you heard. You'll be able to tell the difference through their writing styles and the fact that the first Mike recorded it, and this one was recorded by me on a mic. Okay, here we go with Mike's story.
You thought your website was doing fine. You set up hosting and installed WordPress, even researched and set up amazing SEO. Then you went on vacation. While you were away, Penny Arcade linked to your site. By then, there was nothing you could do. When you got back from Costa Rica, the first place you went was your server room. You opened up the door, and a tidal wave of page views flowed out into the hallway, and you spent an hour mopping up the squirming creatures. You knew that the server was dead, turned into a nest for the hive.
I remember when I used to get floods like that, when I did that Orrin Hatch thing, the stolen software, stolen unlicensed software. I'm going to blow your computer. And there were like floods and floods and floods. And then when I did the story, let's see, what was it? Oh, yeah, only a crazy person picks a fight with someone who's nuts. And that one went nuts. And I've had those time and time again. Lisa Lopez, autopsy photos, just all this stuff over and over. It's a flood and then it goes away. And after a while, you realize it doesn't matter. Especially when you don't bother with ads. And you just relax and you think, okay, whatever, I'll just keep writing. And you write through the lean times and you write through the strong times. You just relax. And who cares? And you enjoy. That's what life is about, enjoyment. And the nest of the hive, well, if you care, you wind up becoming one of them. Now here comes time for the special part of our show. The topic is tidal wave, and so in rolls a tidal wave, brought in from Jeffrey Height of Great Heights. Yeah, there's more than one rookie this week, but I hid that from you. Ha 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 ha. At least I didn't say that before Congress. I mean, lying before Congress, that's fun. So here are a long series of stories from fans of Great Heights, and that's at greatheights.blogspot.com, and it's another writing site where you can go longer than when 100 words isn't enough. Head over there and check out the prompt. And I tried writing one last week based on the army, you know, raising the army of the dead. I was going to do something like Monday, she brought in kolaches, nobody thanked her. Tuesday, she brought in donuts, nobody thanked her. Wednesday, she brought in army of the dead, which ate everybody's brains. Still nobody thanked her. So Thursday, she brought in a cake. But I couldn't get the descriptions right, because I'm no Will Ross. I can't describe a zombie invasion. So let's start the tidal wave from Great Heights. And the first one is Ben Clark. And I want to congratulate you all for taking the time to write and coming in and giving this a shot. And if you have time, you know, for this in the future, hey, there's always room. Hey, what's going to happen? Like, I'm going to fill your iPod? Most of you have iPods that are like 160 gig. I can't talk that much. I can't copy-paste that much. Heck, I can't even host that. Well, actually, I can host that much. But really, are you going to be downloading 160 gig? I don't think so. Unless it's porn. Anyway, here is Ben.
Hello, this is Joana Silva, and this is Ben Clark's entry for the 100-word story contest, number 143, with the prompt of tidal wave. What is that? What? Up in the sky. Oh my goodness, it looks like a whale. A whale, in the air. Yeah, these young people and their improbability drives. Improbability, huh? Well, what are we going to do about that whale? Not much we can do. It is going to fall in that lake over there. But don't whales live in the ocean? Don't worry. Why not? It won't survive the fall. Worry about the tidal wave.
That was cool. Thank you, Ben. And was your name Miss Silva? Thank you for reading that out. Are you going to be reading out more of these? Oh, I don't know. I can't wait to find out. Oh, this is so exciting. I haven't been this excited since, well, I woke up and made raisins with Cheerios, I guess. Oh, here's David Tomes and his story. Here we go, David.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and I'm reading a story for David Tomes. He calls his story The Union. Okay, guys, we need to get organized here. What are we trying to accomplish again? You've forgotten already? Look, we need to all rush forward at the same time. But why? Come on, we talked about this. We are trying to take over the world. How are we going to do that? We're just krill. That's why we need to get organized. What are we going to do? We're all going to swim toward Washington, D.C. at the same time and create a tidal wave and wipe them out. Okay, let's go. They never saw the whale that swallowed them whole.
Thank you, David, and thank you, Norval Joe, for reading this. This is a surprise. I wonder who else is going to be reading these. I love how this is just, you know, whoa, it just right out of the blue. Wow. Actually, a while back I had thought, you know, hey, if there are people that want to volunteer to read stories for folks, they could email them to those folks and then they could, you know, record them if they wanted. If that sounds like, you know, a good idea, if you want me to post something somewhere, folks that just have nothing better to do, you know, sort of like me, I'll post that out as part of the promo bits. So let me know. Who's going to be reading this one by, let's see, it's Martin Joyce. Who's going to end up reading this one? Is it actually going to be Martin? Or is it someone else? Which guest star is going to be reading this one?
Hello, my name is Roberto Barreiro. Martin Joyce asked me to read this entry for the 100-word story contest with the prompt of Tidal Wave. Enjoy. This will be the final message from our civilization. It is important that someone know we were here and what we accomplished in our time. Our lives have been spent building this beautiful world that our children will never be able to enjoy after the disaster that is about to befall us. Our scientists saw the disaster coming only a short while ago and told us all to prepare for it. Our world is about to be wiped out. Oh, the humanity. Tidal wave. Oh, that water is hot, Tom said, pulling his big toe back out of the tub.
Thank you. That was way cool. You know, I'm going to look like a total schmuck if it turns out that I'm going to go over to greatheights.blogspot.com and I'm going to see, hey, can you guys read these stories for us? And I'm going to be like, oh, I didn't catch that. I didn't know this was coming. Okay, I'll admit, podcasts that I subscribe to, I get them in iTunes, and I tend not to watch the sites because I'm like watching. If you watch over like 200 or 300 feeds, you don't really read any of them. You just kind of blip through, and then something jumps out at you. And that's bad. But the problem is, which ones do you get rid of? So I'm going to make it a project of getting rid of a feed a day until I get back down to what I truly and deeply read. And then I'm going to keep adding back to that until I don't read them anymore. So let's see who's coming up next in this. This has turned out to be real fun. Misty Fritz. Yeah, that's a cool name. Hey, bartender, I want to order a Misty Fritz. Well, let's see what we mix up tonight to put in the glass.
Hello, Anima here, doing a recording for the Mike Shy Misty Fritz. This is her story for Weekly Challenge 143, titled, Blow Me to Bermuda.
Mortally wounded and heartsick from the betrayal, King Arthur made his way to the Sacred Lake. There, he returned the sword from whence it came and hopefully gained access to Avalon that he might sleep until he was called for again. Nothing disturbed the lake's surface as he neared. Looking down, the goddess saw all of this and more. She watched his life and failings and knew the price that it has extracted on her. If she did this, her vision would be obscured for some time. Merlin, what's that?
Surf's up, your highness. Tidal wave.
Cool. Thank you, Misty, and thank you, Anima, for recording that one. This is pretty neat. Oh, this is turning out to be a huge surprise. Caleb, have you dropped your groceries and just started laughing and gone just totally, you know, lost it on the bus yet? No? Well, here comes Fred Hickman, and he's got a story for you. And who's going to read this one? Maybe it's going to turn out to be Caleb himself. Let's see.
Hello again. This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This one is for my friend Fred Hickman. This is for week number 143. Garth's Bad Idea. The tidal wave of human bodies rushed forward, and there was nothing they could do. When sparks began to fly from the stage, everyone gasped in anticipation of a pyrotechnic light show. When the fireworks leapt from the stage to the guitar, to the guitarist's arm, everyone realized it was no show. The screams flowed before the bodies, but only because the bodies were heavier. All of the bodies moved as one, rising and falling with the pitch of the wailing guitar. Egoth, look at this mess. I told you we shouldn't do the flaming shirt trick. This has been Garth's Bad Idea by Fred Hickman.
Now I'm missing Ty Longley. Oh well, let me check the ashtray. Thank you, Jeffrey. This is just, and thank you, Fred, for writing that. This is just turning out to be a huge, cool surprise. I am just thrilled that people had a blast with this. And I hope folks are coming back for more. Yeah, I know, I get grumpy on Saturday mornings. I'm exhausted from work. But you know what? This is a total surprise. And thank you, Jeffrey. And you know what? In honor of this, I think next week I'm gonna announce a regular prize on this. It's time for me to give back to folks this year on this one. So once a month, there's going to be a weekly challenge that winds up with an iTunes gift certificate prize, and you'll find out which ones are the ones. When I post them in the promos. So, okay, here comes Robert Metzger. Did I pronounce that right? I don't know. We'll find out when we hear what mystery reader reads for Robert.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Height, reading a story for my friend Robert Metzger. He called this one Tidal Wave of Paperwork. We are a document imaging company, right? Yes, Jack. Why do you ask? Well, it just seems rather odd to me that we'd sell this wonderful software that makes digital images of paperwork and turns them into data and to be stored away on some server, but we'd have a room like this? What do you mean? What do I mean? Have you looked around you? I mean, look at this. I can't reach the top of this stack. Don't touch that. What? Why not? Because it'd be bad. Whatever, he said, leaning against the stack. Tidal Wave! This has been Tidal Wave of Paperwork by Robert Metzger.
Cool, and thanks again, Jeffrey, for reading that one out. And the tidal wave of documents. All right. Next up is Alan Marker. These are real names, right? These are real people. This isn't some ruse or whatever. I'm going to assume they're real. I'm going to look up Alan Marker and see what else he's done out there. And then I'm going to buy it all. Oh, wait, I don't have enough room on my bookshelves. Got Pez dispensers and... and bobbleheads. Oh well, here's Alan Marker and whoever is reading his story.
Hello again, this is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This one is for my friend Alan Marker. He called it IT Tidal Wave. Lawrence and Alan worked feverishly to stem the tide of cases that were coming in. Three techs had called in sick, leaving only a skeleton crew. They joked between calls about the day that sysadmins ruled the world. But it had been a murderous day, and they worked like madmen, but the calls kept coming in. Jeez, you would think that this is harder than it really is. Right, every whack-up who ever used their CD-ROM as a cup holder is called today. Maybe we should just unplug the plug. Won't help. As they say, you can't stop stupid. This has been IT Tidal Wave by Alan Marker.
Actually, you can't kill stupid, is what I tend. Or you can't cure stupid, really. Or you just... You can't out stupid stupid. You're never allowed to out stupid stupid. Thank you, Alan, and thank you, Jeffrey, for reading that. Oh, man, there's a whole bunch this week. By now, Caleb's going to go out and get more groceries. And he's going to get them while listening to Carolyn Westberg's her story. That's right. Carolyn is here, too. Hi, Carolyn. Here's your story.
Hi, my name is Caroline Westberg, and this is my entry for the 100-word story contest with the prompt of Tidal Wave. I told you to brush the dog. I did. Come on, there is no way. This all came from today. I brushed him. That is my story, and I'm sticking to it. That is so typical. A guy that lies and then won't admit to it. I mean, here we are with indisputable evidence, and you won't even admit that you are wrong. I wouldn't call it indisputable. A few dog hairs laying around. You call this a few? Okay, more than a few. We are floating in a tidal wave of dog hair, and you call it a few.
Thank you, Caroline. Hey, it looks like you recorded your own story this week. Excellent. That means you can record one for next week. What's the topic going to be? Well, you'll find out in a little bit. It's going to be up on the site, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Actually, I've already posted it. When there are a bunch of stories, I post the next week's topic first while I'm trying to grind out the podcast for this week. And we're coming close to the end here. So we're almost there. You're almost going to be able to hear the next topic. So thank you, Caroline. And next up is Arthur Klein. Caroline, then Arthur Klein. Okay, Arthur. Who's reading for... Is this going to be Arthur? Or is this going to turn out, you know, Caleb's going to put down the groceries and pick up the microphone? That's who I'm waiting for. I know that at some point there's going to be a total surprise guest like Leo Laporte or I hope it's not C.C. Chapman. I really don't. I just... Long story. Anyway, here's Arthur Klein.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This one is from my friend Arthur Klein, and it's called The Comet. When the giant comet hit the Earth, it caused tidal waves that wiped out coastal cities all around the Pacific Rim. But that was only the devastation that it caused. The water and air around the site were vaporized and broken into their component elements, causing massive explosions, which cascaded to more and more, resulting in the largest nuclear explosion ever on the face of the Earth. Half of what was left of the atmosphere was blown off into space. Even the dinosaurs could not survive such colossal devastation. I wonder if we, with our wonderful technology, will be able to. This has been The Comet by Arthur Klein.
That was a cool story, Arthur. Thank you. And thank you for reading that one, Jeffrey. Now, after all these stories, do you think that Jeffrey gets a chance to read his own story? The answer is yes. And here is Jeffrey of Great Heights. And go to that site for another opportunity to write a bunch of stories. And have someone else record them if you feel like it. And here's his story. This has been a very, very cool surprise.
Hello again, this is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This one is actually my story, and I call it Too Many Stories. Tom tossed the gauntlet last week with the stats. Lawrence took the gloves off when he laughed at Tom's stats only having 6 stories. It was a sad day, to be sure, when the 100-word story contest didn't even cover my short commute. Ashley was the impetus for the tidal wave of new authors with this topic. Since I don't know any other authors, I wrote 10 stories this week. Got a number of people to record for me, and just tossed all Tom's stats down in the toilet. Giggle, giggle, snort. I think I cheated on this one. Thanks, everyone. This was Too Many Stories by Jeff Height. Yes, I did write 10 stories this week. Yes, I'm a total geek. Yes, I did just toss your stats down the toilet, Tom. I don't know how exactly you're going to record that for me. 9 stories by other authors that I made up. Whatever. Lawrence, I'll send you the text to this story. Or you could cut it. It's totally up to you. If you like this story, or any of the others that I submitted this week, please go out to greatheights.blogspot.com and see the other ones like it, where 100 words is only the beginning. And until next time.
That's why you left the text out for this week. Look, folks, if you come up with more than one story, it's okay. It's okay to shuffle it off to someone else to record. It's all right. You know what? Let's just open this up. Who am I to get in the way? And if you have more than one story and it gets too long, get it over to Great Heights. Get it over to Escape Pod. Get it over to Drabblecast. Get it over to all Pseudopod, Castle Pod. There are all sorts of podcasts out there that are accepting stories in. And if this is too small of a pond, if you've got so many fish that they don't fit in the pond, spread them out. Have them flop around like mud skippers all over the place. But be sure to mention this site in your header or footer. And that's okay. You can mention your own site in this one because that's what it's all about. Shameless plugs. As opposed to shameless pugs. Thank you, Jeffrey. If the muse hits you, ask her to hit you again. Finally, we finished this long, long episode off. We're already at 44 minutes here. We finish it off with one from the irreprehensible. Is that even a word? Well, it's the Mad Bard from Planet Z.
Coming back from the pub's bathroom, I recited the rhyme. If it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, stay mellow. What do you do if it's green, glows, and has tentacles? I asked. The bartender raised an eyebrow. In a corner booth, Professor Nightshade put down his pipe. He pulled out his pocket Necronomicon and showed me the page for Shut Off. Evil, he growled. We must kill it. 2 hours later, a tidal wave of shit rolled over South London, driven by a multidimensional explosion.
Ha 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 ha! 20 stories, folks, about tidal waves. Yes, Weekly challenge number 143 is over. Topic brought to you by Ashley, and a huge number of stories written by Jeffrey Height of Great Heights. Another great podcast collection of stories that's getting its momentum. It's getting its Joe-mentum. And also, I want to thank everyone who has been a part of this podcast throughout the years, and it has been years. Guy David for the great music, Tom for keeping the stats, and everyone for keeping the flow going, keeping the fun going. And yeah, I get down a little, and it's been a crap day at work, but this is really what I look forward to. And yeah, I've got to put in the stories, I got to put in the templates, and all this and that. But in the end, as long as Caleb has a good time doing his Saturday shopping, which I don't think he's doing. I think he's actually working. So he's probably wanting to listen to it at work, except he's got to answer phones all day. So maybe he'll listen to this on Sunday. Oh, well. And I've got to record some lines for him, too. And I'm looking at the prompt here, and I'm going to try. I'm going to keep trying. It's just, you know, you come up with ideas, but they just don't gel. Maybe I should post my ideas, and then maybe someone else will pick up the ball and run with that. It's not like I ever run out of ideas. So, and by the way, and here's the text for Jeffrey Height's story. To get the text of all the stories, go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and you can also find links to everybody's site that they gave. And you can also vote for your favorites. There are 20 to choose from, and you can pick more than one. And if you want to just reward Jeffrey for this one, you know, for flooding the zone, you know, select all of them. This is just funny. Oh, man. And hopefully next week we'll get even more people in, and any of your imaginary friends. Post on site, say hey, send stories in, and who knows, maybe next week will turn out to be the secret bonus prize week, and maybe it won't. I'm thinking I'm going to do them once a month, so if I wind up doing one at the beginning of the month, that doesn't mean, okay, I'm going to give up doing it next month. Yeah. So thank you everyone, and we've had a great time this week, and I'm going to put this one to bed. And I'll see y'all tomorrow for what I think is going to... I think I'm going to do another wacky adventure of Abraham Lincoln and then save up until the anniversary the 200th anniversary of his birth for episode number 100. I'm considering a build in Second Life for it. I'm also considering making a little book, although people never read books in SL. And if they do, they're a little weird. But if folks want it, I don't want to sell it or anything. I just want to give it away. So there you go. Thank you all. And tune in next week for another weekly challenge. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.